KU's headcount shows 63 more students enrolled this year than last year, but that could include students who are just taking one class. The Board of Regents used a formula based on total credit hours that it says gives a better picture of enrollment. That formula shows KU is down 151 students. The University Daily Kansan reported that KU was counting on increased international student enrollment over the last few years to offset the cost of new construction projects. With foreign student numbers dropping nationwide and full-time enrollment at KU down, the university is instead making some $20 million in cuts. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Madeline Fox in Topeka.